Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover. And recently, I was at Sun and Fun again, and was able to interview a couple missionary aviation organizations. And this week, we will pretty much hear again from Agape Flights, which, if you remember, they were one of the ones that I interviewed last year. And basically, I just interviewed them to really get an update as to how God has worked through them in regards to the hurricane relief efforts down in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria this last year. So, without any further ado, here is my interview with Agape Flights. This is Chuck Groover, and right now I'm with Greg Hammond with Agape Flights. And if you remember last year, I talked with them at Sun and Fun, and I'm here again, and just wanting to get kind of an update in regards to what all you guys did after the hurricanes this last year.
Yeah, so absolutely. So, as you know, we normally don't go into Puerto Rico, but after the hurricanes came through and did a 1-2 punch on them, we realized that we had to do something. So I want to say we did 7 or 8 flights in there initially. Initially, we went into the east side of the island, and then we realized that everybody was going into the capital. So we kind of switched up operations and did most of our work there in the west side into Aguadilla. But yeah, we haven't been in there for a couple months now. You know, now that some of the other supplies have kind of, you know, filtered in and built up, you know, at this point, it's just a matter of getting power where it needs to get to. But yeah, initially we were doing a lot of work in there. We sent a sea container over in addition to the flights. So I can't tell you off the top of my head how many thousands of pounds we moved, but it was quite a bit.
And it was probably greatly appreciated too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So there were a number of different, actually a lot of Mennonite ministries, Mennonites, I guess, and I didn't realize this beforehand, at least in the western portion of the country, Aguadilla, there's a very big Mennonite church population. So Mennonite Disaster Relief, I think that might be the name, but at any rate, we worked with their kind of their relief branch of the Mennonite Church, and we did a lot of ran a lot of poundage of relief supplies for them, generators, initially a lot of food, but yeah, a lot of generators, baby supplies, you know, and things about you might not think about, you know, otherwise, but like diapers, you know, just things that you would take for granted. Apparently, you know, all the diapers for orphanages and things were ruined with all the flooding and everything. So, yeah, just things that I wouldn't have even thought about beforehand, but yeah.
So, do you just happen to have like any stories other than that of how you've seen God working through Agape Flights?
You know, just really, I mean, you know, we see stories every day, and anytime I'm down in the islands and I'm, you know, kind of rubbing shoulders with our missionaries on the other end, you know, you're always hearing about things. One cool story, and it's directly related to Puerto Rico, is one of the early flights that I did out of there, actually in this airplane. We had a number of cancer patients that were on chemo, and a lot of the hospitals after the first, I don't know, 5-6 days, they were running out of diesel for their generators. And so these patients, they were going to the hospital to get their chemo treatments, and the hospitals were saying, sorry, we don't have any power, like, go home. Like, they had no way of really helping them without any power. And so there was and they weren't all cancer patients, but there were several cancer patients on the first load of, they want to say we took 7 people out that, I mean, it was kind of a, you know, they had to have their treatments. And so I guess that's kind of one story that kind of comes to mind right off the bat. Again, you know, related with the Puerto Rico relief effort. And so we were able to get them out there quickly and get them back to get the help that they needed here in the States until they could kind of get some of that infrastructure back up and running.
All right. Well, it's always great hearing how God's working through different missionary organizations, especially those related to flights. So thank you for your time. And
No, absolutely. Thank you. God bless you guys.
Thank you for listening to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at God at Work Podcast. If you have comments, suggestions, or a story you would like to be considered for the podcast, you can email us at stories@godatworkpodcast.com. If you enjoy this podcast and want to help support us, go to patreon.com/godatworkpodcast or you can also support us by leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith, is brought to you by Becoming God's Man Ministries, and is recorded and produced by me, Chuck Groover. Theme music for God at Work is by the band 39 Stripes and can be found at facebook.com/39stripes. And again, thank you for listening.